Good morning, and for those of you who are new, every first Sunday of the month we do a children's sermon, and so I'd like to invite all the children to come down. Please be seated. All right, today we are going to hear the story of Jesus from the time he was born all the way to Easter. And we're reviewing this story because we are about to go into the season of Lent. Do you all remember the season of Lent? Do you remember what color we wear in Lent usually? Oh, yes? Purple, that's right. So here I have a purple scroll, and I'm going to need your help today, okay? I'm going to be reading a story with some pictures, and I would like for one of you, when I'm done reading the picture, to come and take it and to show it to everyone and then to lay it down on the first square, okay? All right, so here we go. So in the beginning, a baby was born. God chose Mary to be the mother of God. And the Word was born, a wordless child. When the baby looked up into the face of Mother Mary, he saw the cross was already there. And when he looked up into Father Joseph, he saw the cross there also. The mother Mary and the father Joseph held the baby close. They kept the baby warm. They gave the baby everything the baby needed to grow, and it began to grow. Wyatt, will you pick up this? No, you don't want to. Okay, I understand. Yeah. Do you mind holding it up so folks can see it and then laying it down on that first square? Yeah, thank you. And over here too, remember? We have people over there. All right, thank you very much. I'm going to lay it just like that so you all can still see it. All right, the baby grew and became a boy. And when he was about 12 years old, he went with the mother and Mary and the father Joseph and with many other from their village of Nazareth to the great city of Jerusalem to keep one of the high holy days. When the celebration was over, the people from Nazareth went out through the great high gate and started on the road toward home. Suddenly, Mary and Joseph discovered that Jesus was not with them. They thought he had been playing with the other children as they were walking along the way, but he was not there. And so they hurried back into the great city of Jerusalem to find him. Mary and Joseph looked everywhere, up and down the dark and narrow streets. They looked in the marketplace where they had bought food. They even looked where they had spent the night. But he was not there. So finally, they decided to look in the temple, and there he was. He was talking to the rabbis, the priests, and when he spoke, they listened because he seemed to know so much. And when they spoke, he listened because he wanted to learn more. Mary and Joseph then asked Jesus the question all parents ask their kids. Why did you do this, Jesus? And then Jesus answered in a very strange way. He said, didn't you know I would be in my Father's house? Well, at the time, Mary and Joseph didn't quite understand what Jesus meant, but they for sure did not forget this day. Can I have a helper? Yeah, Timothy, thank you. Do you mind holding it up so everyone can see it? Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then you can lay it down right here. It's part of our storyline. Thank you. Okay. And here, Jesus grew and became a man. And when he was about 30 years old, he went to the River Jordan, where his cousin John the Baptist, was baptizing people. Do you see John right here? You can see the back of his head. He's facing Jesus. He was a wild man. He was a very interesting person. Jesus waded into the River Jordan, and he went face to face with John, who was his cousin, and he said, "Baptize me." John looked at Jesus as though it was for the first time, and now he could see suddenly who Jesus really was. "How can I baptize you?" John said. "You are the Messiah, the one we've been waiting for. You must baptize me." "No," Jesus said. "It is written that you will come before me and prepare the way, so please baptize me." And Jesus went down into the darkness and the chaos of the water. And when John lifted him back up into the light, there were people there who said that they saw a dove come down from heaven. And some even heard this great voice say, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." After Jesus was baptized, he went across the River Jordan into the desert. And he stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights to learn more about what his work was going to be. I wonder what his work was going to be. All right, who would like to hold this one up? Anyone? Yeah? Okay, come on. Make sure our friends over here can see too. All right, thank you. Lay it down there. Thank you so much. Okay. Now Jesus went into the desert. He went into the desert to discover more about who he was and what his work was going to be. And he was there for how many days? Did you hear me say it a minute ago? 40. Yeah? Did you know the answer? Yeah. 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights. And there was nothing or very little to eat and drink when he was there. And one day in the desert, he heard a voice say, "Why don't you turn one of those stones over there into bread and have something to eat?" It was a voice that was tempting him. And Jesus said, "No, no. To be a real human being, we need more than just bread." And suddenly, it was as if Jesus saw himself on top of the great temple in Jerusalem, and the voice that was tempting him came back and said, "If you were really the Son of God, why don't you jump off and see if God sends the angels to catch you before you hit the ground below?" And Jesus said, "No, we do not need to test God." And then suddenly it was as if Jesus could see all the kingdoms in the world, and the voice tempting him came back and said, "If you follow me, I will make you king over all these kingdoms." And Jesus said, "No, I am to be king, but not that kind of king." And then suddenly the voice went away. And Jesus went back across the River Jordan and began to do his work. And some of us might know what that work was because we've heard those stories. I was supposed to ask you all to hold one. Does anyone want to? Yeah, Timothy wants to come back up. Thank you. See a little bit better. Jesus in the desert. Place it down. Thank you. Jesus came back across the River Jordan to do his work. His work was to come close to people, especially the people no one else wanted to come close to, right? Jesus loved all those who had been cast aside. Jesus came even to heal men like this man who couldn't see. He came close to this blind man, and he touched the blind man's eyes. And when Jesus came close to people in this way, they changed. They could see things they could never see before. They could do things that they could never do before, and they became healed and they became well. Jesus also told parables. Does anyone know what a parable is? Do you know what a parable is? What is it? You forget. Is it like a story? Yeah, it's like a story, right? It's also a story that can be kind of confusing, right? It's a kind of interesting story, right? Jesus's story is kind of like a parable. You think it's going to go one way, and then it totally is surprising. And that's a parable, a very surprising story that shows us something about the nature of God. Okay, who would like to hold this one up? Yeah. You can do the next one, Timothy. Thank you. Again, make sure they can see it too. Healing the blind man. All right. I'm going to place it down here on our scroll. Thank you. Okay. So Jesus turned to Jerusalem for the last time, and this is when Jesus becomes a parable himself, a surprising story. Jesus went to Jerusalem for the last time. It was the time of the Passover, and the city was full of people from many different lands. And they thought Jesus was coming to be king, but they weren't paying very close attention. He wasn't riding on a great white horse when he came into the city. He wasn't being carried by soldiers. He was riding on a donkey. And it wasn't even a donkey that belonged to him. He had to borrow it. Still, that Sunday, when Jesus came into Jerusalem, people waved palm branches. Do you remember celebrating Palm Sunday in church? That's when we celebrate this particular story. When they were waving palm branches, because that's what they did for kings. It was the sign of kings to wave palm branches. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Jerusalem, Jesus went into the temple to teach. And every night he went back to the Mount of Olives with the 12 disciples. The people watched him and whispered that the Mount of Olives was where angels were supposed to come down and make an army to drive out the Roman soldiers. Thursday came, and the temple guards were starting to feel a little bit anxious about Jesus teaching in the temple. They knew the time had come, finally, to arrest Jesus. And so on Thursday, they made the plan to arrest him, but he did not come to the temple that day. And that evening, Jesus and the 12 hurried through the dark streets to a house, and they climbed up the stairs to an upper room and shared their last supper together. Has anyone been to a Maundy-Thursday service, a service where you get your feet washed? Have you ever done that before? That is when we remember the Last Supper is on Maundy Thursday. And if you come to a service like that, you can get your feet washed. It makes people uncomfortable. It does. But that's what Jesus was doing, was showing love in a way that was very intimate. After they had everything they wanted to eat, Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. And then he broke it and said something like, "Whenever you break this bread and share it, I will be there." He also took a cup of wine, gave thanks to God for it, and said, "Whenever you share a cup of wine like this, I will be there." After this, the disciples felt very confused. What was Jesus talking about? Jesus was right there in front of him. What did he mean when they ate bread again, he would be there? But they did not forget the Last Supper, and soon they would understand. Suddenly, one of the 12 disciples, Judas, got up and left. The rest sang a hymn, and then they went to the Garden of Gethsemane in the Mount of Olives. Jesus wanted to pray there. When he was finished, he joined the 12 disciples, but Judas came out of the dark and greeted them. This was a signal for the temple guards to take Jesus away. They came out of the shadows and took Jesus away with them into the night, and the 12 disciples disappeared into the darkness as well. Timothy, would you like to hold this one? Thank you. Thank you. All right. And so here we are. That night was a very confusing night. And the next day, Jesus was taken outside the walls of the city of Jerusalem, and he was crucified. And that afternoon, Jesus died. And the sky grew dark. And Jesus was then taken down from the cross and buried in a cave. And a great stone was rolled into the opening of the cave like a door to close it off. And Saturday was so quiet. The day after Jesus passed away, you could almost hear the earth breathing. On Sunday, it was the women who had the courage to go down to the tomb where Jesus' body was, just to be close to Jesus and to remember him, even though it was hard and it was sad. When they came to the tomb, they found that the stone had been rolled back and that the tomb was empty. Jesus did die on the cross, but somehow he had been raised again. Jesus is still with us, always with us, especially in the bread and the wine in this picture here, just as Jesus taught his disciples at the Last Supper. And you know, what's interesting about the Jesus story, which is why it is a parable, a surprising story, is that even though we have this beautiful, uplifting picture of Jesus on Easter Sunday, right? Jesus rose again. We couldn't have this picture without also this picture as well, the picture of darkness. If we didn't have Jesus crucified, we wouldn't have Easter, and we wouldn't have Easter if Jesus had not been crucified. Now, in Easter, our colors change, right? Our picture here is going to get laid on a new color. Who wants to come up and lay it down? Do you want to? No? Anyone who hasn't come up before want to come down? No? You're feeling shy today. That's okay. Would you like to come down? What color do we use in Easter? White. You are on it. You like the colors all the way down here. Yeah. Now, you'll notice our scroll is purple. You can come and lay it down. Let's lay it Easter side up. Great. Thank you. Our scroll is purple here as we journey into Lent. On Wednesday, it is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of Lent. So when you come to church next Sunday, we will be wearing purple. I won't be in green, I'll be in purple. It'll be the beginning of the season of Lent. And then we will make our journey, as Jesus did, to Easter Sunday. The only thing about this line that's not very helpful is that it is a line. And the thing about the Jesus story, is just like at church, is that we tell this story in circles over and over and over again. It is not a straight story. It's a story we tell over and over and over again. So how might we show this story in a way that is not in a straight line? How might we arrange the pictures? Do you want to come down and help me? Yeah? Go ahead, if you have an idea. Do you think it should be a square? What does our liturgical calendar look like?
A circle.
A circle. That's right. Let's put it in a circle here. That's right. And so we're at that time of year again when we're back in that part of the circle where we're telling the story of Lent, of the Last Supper, of Good Friday when Jesus was crucified, and of Easter Sunday when Jesus rose again. Okay. Thank you all so much for your help today and for coming down and getting ready for the season of Lent, which is a very important season in our tradition. You all may go and sit back down. Does somebody want to help me pull this back up? Yeah, thank you. You want to grab these? Thank you. I'm going to roll this up. You want to pick up a few? Thank you.